What the fuck was that? Your sister has turned into a zombie. What the fuck was that? Your girlfriend was a demon too. What the fuck was that? She just ripped my pre-ripped Abercrombie. What the fuck was that? I got some Shelly on my shoe.
Ew.
What darkness lurks beyond this wooden sanctum? What the fuck was that? Dude, these hoes been zombified.
Welcome to Jill's Moves and Junk. I'm the notorious J.I.M.
And I'm Julian.
And today's episode is going to be the Evil Dead review. We just left the screening for Evil Dead, the remake. And before we talk about it, I want to get into the original movie. Let me ask you this. How was the first time you ever seen Evil Dead?
How? On VHS, when I rented it from a little store. Back when you would go into mom and pop stores and just kind of take a movie off of the wall based on the box cover.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of working my way through all the horror movies at the time, because I'm a big horror movie fan.
Yeah.
And I stumbled across Evil Dead. Sounds like something right up my alley. Evil
is dead, yeah.
It was everything I was looking for in a scary movie.
Were you familiar with directors at the time?
Around this time, I would say it's like maybe 94. I would say the few people I knew was like Quentin Tarantino, Robert Rodriguez, Kevin Smith.
Kind of people who had cult followings, I guess.
Yeah, like the IFC channel was like just getting started, so they would show a lot of their stuff.
Yeah.
And I didn't know Sam Raimi until after I checked out all these movies. Then I was like, oh man, I gotta see everything. Darkman, you know, whatever.
Let me ask you this. By the time you made Spider-Man, were you familiar with Sam Raimi as the guy that gave you Evil Dead?
Yeah. I was very familiar with his work by then. He also did The Quick and the Dead and stuff like that afterwards.
Yeah.
So I was familiar with his oeuvre, you might say.
Yeah.
And I just rented it. Like, it was just kind of a blind, let me rent this. And, I didn't know what to expect. After watching it, it sort of piqued my interest in a certain type of movie. At the time, they were known as splatter films.
Yeah.
Where they would just throw buckets of blood everywhere and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it was just very different. It made me go out and watch other movies similar to it. Dead Alive.
Yeah. The
Peter Jackson movie.
Yeah.
For example.
Well, first time I ever saw it, I actually saw Army of Darkness first. I was unaware that Evil Dead existed. I actually thought that Army of Darkness was a movie by itself. There was a standalone film. And I only knew Bruce Campbell from Briscoe County Jr. So, later on when they made the Evil Dead video game, is when I realized, oh, this is the same character for Army of Darkness. I had to check out what Evil Dead is. because I knew surely the movie was the name Evil Dead. And, you know, Army of Darkness is a movie, just, it sounds like it stands on its own.
Yeah, it doesn't mention Evil Dead in it at all.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, in the title at least.
Yeah, it does like kind of their own beginning to kind of explain exactly how you got there, which kind of makes it feel like it's his own standalone movie. Like, I was unaware these things actually happened.
Yeah, you thought he just got sucked into a portal.
Yeah.
Ended up there.
Yeah, so after finding out about the video game, I actually went back and found Evil Dead and Evil Dead 2.
Are we talking about the PlayStation 1 video game?
The PlayStation 1 video game. The very first Evil Dead video game. At least that I know of.
As far as I'm aware of, I think it's the first Evil Dead game.
So I actually watched the original films just so I'd understand what was going on in the video game.
That's funny, because like, I played the video game specifically because it was an Evil Dead game.
I mean, I didn't really understand how he lost his hand and got a chainsaw hand instead. I mean, they kind of tell you. Within, like, the first, you know, within Army of Darkness, kind of walk you through it.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess, like, seeing the original film was actually explaining things a lot better, like why he was there at the cabin. Like, seeing game footage and seeing pictures from the game, I didn't understand anything was going on. So, you know, I watched it just so I could enjoy the game. I did enjoy the movies. I loved the movies. I loved part one a little more because it was more of a horror film.
I would say I'm a bigger fan of part two. I feel like he got the formula of what he wanted to do with the movies down in part two.
Yeah, part two is just a better film. I'm not going to knock that. Part two is far more a better film. And then, of course, part three.
It's sort of its own movie.
Sort of its own movie. It's better produced, I guess. It had a better production on it.
Yeah.
But Evil Dead, I loved it. It's one of my go-to movies for horror back in the day.
No, I would say even now, like, we saw it not too long ago. I would say it still holds up.
Yeah, we watched it recently just to prepare for this. And there was, at the beginning of the movie, there's nothing happening, but it's always entertaining.
Yeah, I never felt bored. Yeah. And because of this movie, it made me realize the things that are boring in the original movie, in the beginning, are all set up. Like, it's more of a setup to what's about to happen. Like, I feel like they set their movie up a lot better.
Yeah, it does feel that way. I complained before because there is one point at which Ash is by himself and he's walking around and everyone's kind of either dismembered or just spread out in the house.
Mm.
And it's a lot of camera work. A lot of filming from different angles and just different ideas he was doing with the camera, which is pretty cool because it's shot very well for a low budget film.
Yeah, it was only made for $350,000.
Yeah, so it was shot very well for that. And even though he's not doing anything, it's just a lot of walking around this time period in the movie. It's a lot more interesting.
It, like I said, I think they've set up a lot more tense moments. They're not trying to rely on jump scares or anything. They're trying to get you to, like, realize how fucked up everything is going on.
Yeah, it really is. And then one of my favorite things about it, I like to introduce new people who don't really like horror films into Evil Dead because of the fact that things just kind of jump out. There's no setup to it. There's no scary music leading up to it.
Yeah.
It's just, shit's there. Now you have to deal with it. Yes.
And it's like never not there. Like, yeah. You're always aware that this threat's going to be around the corner somewhere.
Yeah. And you never know when it's going to happen. It just happens. It was just completely random.
What's cool about Evil Dead, the first one, the original, is at the time it was made in 79.
Yeah.
It came out 81. It took like a year and a half to kind of edit the movie, and they lost money halfway through, and they had to find money again to finish the film.
Yeah.
And like around 78 or 79 when they were making it, they probably had the idea in 78 or like the script done probably in 78.
Yeah.
At this time, like, horror films weren't let's go to the woods and have fucking zombies and stuff happen, like, pop up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of Nightmare, Night of the Living Dead.
Kind of. Well, even so, they went to a house.
Yeah, they eventually went to a house. But the big perennial thing that came out around this time, Halloween.
Yeah.
You know, set up the 80s for slasher films. Like, we were getting Nightmares and Friday the 13th and stuff. You know, the myriad of
Halloweens.
Yeah. And the myriad of other kind of just low-budget slasher films that were also coming out. New Year's Evil and shit like that.
Yeah, Mother's Day.
Yeah. That's kind of an obscure one, too.
Yeah. They remade Mother's Day, but that's a totally different subject.
Yeah. We'll save that for a different review.
Yeah.
But, like, the idea that we're going to show, like, gore, we're going to throw buckets of blood around, wasn't really a popular idea. Like, so it was very inventive at the time.
Yeah, it was.
Like, you kind of don't get the context of how it was to watch it originally because now everything has blood in it.
Yeah.
But at the time, like, your horror movies didn't really have a lot, like, gallons of blood just spilling
everywhere. And, like, all sorts of liquids and just body fluids just flying everywhere. It was just really ridiculous. And the Deadites actually came off as very demented.
Yeah.
And deranged. And just fucking scary because you know they're crazy. It came off like Texas Chainsaw Massacre family crazy.
And you know those people are fucking crazy.
Those people are fucking crazy. And so it's like you don't know what they're going to do to you if they catch you. If you're put in that situation. It's easy to put yourself in Ash's situation in the first one.
Yeah, because as we've said, when we saw the movie again, we kind of like joked around that no one knows what's going on and, you know, people are pretending or acting like, you know, this shit just didn't happen.
Yeah. I mean, there are times that stuff happened, like his sister Linda, she actually has her hand taken over as she draws the book.
Yeah.
But clearly she was drawing a clock before then.
And she doesn't tell anybody and shit like that.
Yeah. It's like, you know, that happens and then the tree rape scene happens.
Yeah.
And it's never really, like, discussed truly what happened to her.
Yeah, she never brings it up to anyone.
Yeah, but that happens after they finally release the demon. But it's the fact that she gets possessed first, and then they play the tape.
But when they do, like, start possessing people, there's no... Everyone sort of stops pretending like nothing's going on.
Yeah.
And they're constantly worried about what the hell's happening.
Yeah.
After that. There's no, like, well, maybe they're just sick or something. No, they're constantly, like, we gotta fucking do something. These people are attacking us.
Yeah. Right. The original was just an innovative movie for its time. I mean, it really was.
I mean, you can still watch it now and fucking get a lot out of it. I feel like it holds up. Maybe I'm a little too close to the material. And people who watch it now might not get the same feeling.
Yeah.
Because, as we've discussed before, since 81 when it came out, there's been a ton of other kids going to the woods.
There's plenty. Even Cabin in the Woods, which recently happened.
Yeah. You know, Cabin Fever.
Yeah.
What is it? Wrong Turn?
Wrong Turn. Hatchet, I think, is also
Hatchet one. Has a part where they go out into the woods. I mean, it's just been done so much that I feel like maybe if you go back and watch it, you won't get the same experience.
Yeah.
But if you're a fan of movies, you would at least...
I was thinking to myself, does Defiance count?
I don't even remember Defiance.
It's just that one scene. It was in the woods.
Shit. If that's the case, I can name anything that took place in the woods.
It wasn't a scary movie, but it was a horror story that time.
God. But I would recommend the original Evil Dead to anyone who, you know, is a fan of horror, is even a fan of movies. Like, if you're seeing Spider-Man and want to know where that director came from,
it's
very interesting to go back and see.
Also, watching it recently, actually, rewatching it, we actually talked about things that we kind of missed because we were so, you know, nostalgic about it.
Mm-hmm.
Then we actually watched it and we were able to pull out some of the faults with it, some of the flaws in the movie. And then, of course, we forgave it because we understand it's a different time period and
it was super low budget.
Super low budget and all. But, and then also, didn't they change the script a lot in the middle of filming?
During shooting, they redid some things. You mentioned the tree rape scene. Originally, that was just supposed to be like the trees are holding her back from running away.
Yeah.
And on the day of shooting, they were like, we have this fucked up idea. Let's film it.
Yeah.
Now, Sam Raimi says he would have liked to go back and maybe not add that scene.
Yeah.
But, you know, because of that, it sort of built up its, I don't want to say cult appeal, but it kind of built up kind of a word of mouth of how crazy this movie is.
Yeah, because I remember seeing it for the first time. I did not expect that.
I don't think anyone does.
Yeah, they have small little faults in it. Now that we see it, but then again, we live in 2013 now.
Yeah, and to kind of give you a context for how low budget it is.
Yeah.
The movie made for $350,000. Spider-Man made for, what was it, like $35 million?
Yeah.
So you could make 1,000 Evil Deads for the cost of one Spider-Man.
Basically, yeah. All right, let's move on to the remake. First of all, talk about the experience. We actually got a chance to see this movie a little early. So, seeing it a little early, they were marketing it. They had flyers and posters and...
T-shirts.
And just having a great time painting their faces up to look like deadites. But yeah, it was a great experience. We didn't have to wait in line, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, felt like a big man. Felt like a big shot.
Yeah. Had to be a big shot, didn't you?
I was all kinds of inside jokes.
Actually, I should thank Larisha for actually giving us the VIP tickets we actually get in. Or reserve tickets we actually get in. So I want to throw a shout out to her on the show. Thank you very much. And yeah, it was a cool idea just to see it early to actually record and actually say what we want to say about it a lot earlier before it comes out to let you know. Do not fucking waste your money. Do not fucking waste your money on this.
I was gonna wait and say that. It's a good thing we didn't pay for this shit. Yeah, it's a good thing we didn't
pay for this shit. Alright, this movie's not for Evil Dead fans. If you fucking love Evil Dead, you'll find it amusing.
Yeah. But
it's not. It's not for you. It's for people who haven't seen the original. It's for people who are scared of gore. It's not made for someone who's grew up around these movies or know these movies very well. Or you can actually memorize scene by scene everything that happens in the film. If you love these films, you have a lunchbox at your house, you beat all the video games, and you know you can quote all the lines from Army of Darkness.
Are you just talking to me, or are you talking to the audience? Because I have all of that.
Just saying, if you're in that case, you're not gonna like this movie.
I feel like if you're a fan of the movie, if you're a fan of the original, you're going to want to see this just because. The same way I still go watch every Texas Chainsaw movie that comes out.
Yeah.
Just because. Like, you almost feel obligated to do so. And there's things in there for you. There's little callbacks and, like, things that only real fans would know.
Yeah. But at the very end, it falls into modern-day movie problems and issues. I think certain movies just don't belong in this time period.
I don't know. I feel like they've done other remakes of stuff that wasn't too bad. The Let the Right One In remake wasn't terrible.
But that was a movie that wasn't older. You know, it was within that time period.
Well, The Hills Have Eyes remake wasn't bad.
Yeah, but they had an awesome-ass director to do it. Who had a history of making awesome-ass movies.
And he went on to make an awesome-ass Piranha remake.
I mean, he's just awesome as a director. You just give him anything, he'll probably turn it into gold.
God, they should have given Alexander Aja this movie.
Oh, he would have wrecked it. He would have fucking wrecked it. You know, give him $10 and a camera, he'll make it work.
What's funny about Alexander Aja, and I know we're kind of going on a tangent here, is he made sort of a movie that was for modern audiences. Switchblade Romance or High Tension.
Yeah, which I've seen. And I loved, actually. Actually, that was my first experience with him.
That was his first movie, so...
Was this his first movie?
Yeah.
I thought he probably done other stuff before that. I mean, that movie blew me away. That was my first experience.
It was his first movie that got, I think, a wider release.
Yeah.
But, he took sort of a modern movie, that High Tension.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, I have my own gripes with High Tension, mostly with the end.
Yeah.
But he still gave you something that was extremely interesting.
Yeah.
Even for, like, a movie geared towards modern audiences.
You may have been more familiar with those type of films, but I wasn't. So, seeing High Tension, I did not expect the ending to be the way it was. Watching it the second time, I kind of saw, like, some of the things leading up to it.
Yeah, going back and watching it, you definitely see the little, like...
Yeah.
...exchanges and stuff that you don't notice the first time. I don't know why we're dancing around...
Yeah.
...the twist, but we'll get into Alexander Aja one day, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, he's done some incredible work, and you do need to talk about it. He should have done this movie, but... He fucking didn't, and we end up with something else instead. Now, the movie's not bad, but it's not good.
Do you think it was hurt by the fact that we saw the original not too long ago?
I think it hurt it a lot, because we actually saw the movie. Well, one of the guys there who was actually passing out flyers and all claimed that he's been waiting for this movie for 3 years. He was super excited about it. Completely excited. And as he sat in front of us, every time something... Call back to the original, he'll turn around and look at us like, huh?
These guys get it, am I right?
Yeah, am I right, guys? But I don't think he's seen the movie recently.
Probably not. I mean, if you heard some of the chatter around us, there was a lot of people who never saw the original.
It was a lot of people who never saw the original. There's a lot of times in which gore was happening and people were freaking out. I'm like, what the fuck? This happened in the original. Or like, this is not that bad.
I mean,
because some of the stuff was really, really good. But some of the stuff is just like gore just to have gore.
And I'm kind of fine with that. I feel like all the best moments are when it's just gore or violence for violence sake. And
I don't think it was done well. Was relevant to the story or what's going on.
Yeah, but when you're grasping for straws, like when you're just searching for anything, you know, like what else can you hold on to? Like the only thing that I could find solace or any kind of entertainment value in was whenever something of, like, extreme gore would just pop up.
Yeah. I mean, there are cool times where stuff happens and you're like, oh, that's pretty cool, or that's pretty gruesome. But then other stuff happens in the movie, you're like, oh, man. Like, every two steps forward, two steps back.
Yeah. So every time they took a step in the right direction, they backpedaled.
Yeah.
Like, what's funny is I kind of like the setup. I didn't think I would like the idea of a girl... being brought to the woods to kind of clean out from being hopped up on goofballs.
I was fine with it.
I like the idea of it because it gives a reason why they're going to stick around no matter what.
Also, it gives a reason why when things happen. Because she's the first person, well, just minor spoiler. She's the first person to be affected by what's going on. And because of the fact that she's all strung out and trying to get sober, it's like, ah, you're just fucking crazy and, you know, going through withdrawal.
Yeah. That explains why, you know, you... Whatever. Like, whatever is happening in the movie.
Yeah.
You know, this can explain it away.
Yeah.
Which is kind of an interesting setup. Like, I don't fault the movie for that.
That was actually a pretty good idea. I mean, I figure if they're going to... The movie, the Evil Dead original film, was simply a couple of people going... A couple of guys going to the woods and actually going through all this bullshit all at once. And that was it. You know, that's what it was. It wasn't really set up to be a franchise.
Yeah,
but it became a franchise. So basically, that's what the remake was. So I was perfectly fine with it. But it just made a lot of missteps.
And I guess it's kind of hard to say exactly what it is without going into spoilers.
Yeah, which we'll do later on in the show. We won't go too deep into spoilers, but we'll go later on in the show into spoiler territory.
Yeah, we'll let you know when you can turn off the movie or turn off the podcast.
We're going into the danger zone.
Cut to Kenny Loggins. I felt like once the movie kind of got started and they set their plot aside, or not set the plot in motion, I'll say.
Yeah.
They fell into too many common tropes that are going on now. Like music, the music really stings when it probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
It's sort of like, well, the audience won't know how to feel. Let's tell them how to feel with the music.
Yeah, because they can't think for themselves.
And,
which is Evil Dead, originally Evil Dead, shit just happened.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes they'll build up music, there's nothing happens, and then there's sometimes it'll just
be shit. Completely silent.
Yeah, then fucking Deadite just show up out of nowhere.
And in this one, like, it also had another trope I fucking hate of people not believing shit is going on when it's obviously shit is going on.
But the problem with that, with this particular film, is there's clearly obviously shit going on, and one particular character making excuses for why shit's going on.
Yeah, and everybody else just sort of goes along with it.
Yeah, and it just gets really ridiculous to a certain point that the whole crowd was getting pissed off about it.
I know I was. And kind of like in other mediums, I'll say like TV or other movies, there's always the character who does everything you don't want them
so
to do.
So you say Andrea is what you're saying for The Walking Dead.
Yeah, I was going to drop that, but I figured like in the future, maybe someone who hasn't seen this or hasn't seen The Walking Dead.
I was thinking that myself. I was like, this is a movie based upon Andrea. Because.
And I hate Andrea.
Yeah, like clearly every raw decision is made in this film.
And it's just like, come on, person in the movie.
Like, how many times do they have to turn to a fucking Deadeye and say some crazy shit about... Don't even say I eat your soul that much, really.
Well, but they bring up souls.
They bring up souls. How can a Deadeye turn into a Deadeye and say some shit like, I'll fuck your soul or whatever, I'm just making shit up.
Yeah.
And then go back to normal, you're just perfectly fine with it. Like, oh, they just had a moment.
Yeah. Well, of course they're going to say, I'll fist fuck your soul, because they're high. It's like...
Yeah, I'll date rape your soul.
I'll take your soul out to a nice lobster dinner and never call it again.
I'll skip out of the dinner and leave you with the with the bill.
You monster. Oh, shit. It just got annoying. It got to the point where the only character I liked...
It's the fucking hippie dude.
Yeah.
And I wanted his... Well, I can't go into that yet, but that's spoiler territory.
It's like the only character I liked was a side character who didn't really get enough. He did stupid shit too, but in the context of the film, he wasn't aware that he was doing wrong shit.
Yeah.
So that's sort of forgivable.
Yeah, because he totally wasn't aware. But, you know, it did happen then, and he kind of saw what was happening. He was the first person to see what was happening.
And he was like, hey, this is fucked up. We got to do something.
Yeah.
And he sort of started making right decisions, and you can't fault the character for that.
I think he immediately went to right decisions.
Yeah, like...
He did.
We literally saw this movie, like, maybe 4 hours ago, and it's hard to remember certain things about it.
You know, I can't even remember the ending. It wasn't even 4 hours ago that we just saw this movie. It was like an hour and 30?
Maybe, yeah, depending on what time it is now.
Yeah, it's like, we haven't seen this movie. We just barely left from seeing this film. I cannot remember the ending of this movie.
I can remember the end, but... Like, kind of here and there. Like, other than the kind of, like, shocking moments, quote-unquote, no one can see me do my hands. there's not much to remember. Like, again, we would kind of have to get into spoiler territory to get super deep into how I feel about certain scenes. And I don't want to come off like I'm super negative. I do think that the effects in it...
Pretty good.
...are okay. Like, the idea that they're all practical, I think, is a load of bullshit.
Yeah, they said it was all practical, but yeah, it's not.
And it's not like everyone, like every single scene has to be all practical.
Yeah, I was perfectly fine with not everything being fully practical. I was fine with some CG, as long as it was a shitty CG.
And I think the CG we got was not very good, but I guess what can you do?
Well, it did a lot of practical stuff, which is pretty cool, but the CG we did get, it was necessary.
Yeah, I think. I guess.
You can't just set someone on fire and then just like...
Well, I wasn't going to say that. I was going to dance around what happened.
No, we can say it because, you know, it's an Evil Dead movie. Someone's going to be set on fire. Something's going to happen.
Right? There's bound to be some action.
Bound to be something that they have to CG up. It's going to happen. But basically, stuff like that, you can't set a real person on fire and expect them to stand there and recite dialogue or something like that in real life. You hear the fastest dialogue ever.
Oh man, I was gonna just quote something, but
yeah.
I didn't want to do it. It was gonna be some Shakespeare shit. I'd come off like a super douche.
Yeah, thou shalt not kill. Oh, that's the fucking Bible.
Forsooth, where thou? Yeah. Like the effects weren't. It didn't really bother me, even though like I was told a lot over and over by marketing and just things I would read about how all the practical effects and
and this all is the scariest movie you ever see. Which I've seen that before. Also, they said that. It's the scariest movie you've seen in years, which actually fits a little more, but not really.
I think somebody's saying it's the scariest movie they've seen in a while.
Yeah.
It's maybe. Like, who knows how long it's been since that guy saw a really good horror movie?
Yeah.
You know, maybe I haven't seen a really good horror movie in a while.
Yeah. Well, see, the thing about me is I don't really watch horror films, but I love Evil Dead. So going into it, I knew I was going to... I felt I was going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Updated Evil Dead... Simple story. No way they can fuck that up. That's all I was thinking in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And for you, you love horror films, so I figured you'd be more judgmental on it than me.
Yeah, which it seems like that's what happened.
Yeah.
In this review. And I don't know why, but like when we saw Evil Dead again, I felt like, you know, the whole beginning is kind of boring. I guess it moves slow to a modern audience.
Yeah.
But once it gets into its action, it... kind of just moved super fast. Like, it felt like it was over right away.
Yeah, I mean, it felt like it never dragged. Like, even the beginning, when they're getting the whole storyline situated, it doesn't feel like they're wasting time.
No, like, they're getting to somewhere.
Yeah.
And, like I said, it could be because I'm familiar with the material very well.
Yeah.
That I can forgive any kind of faults.
Yeah, because it never really drags. Like, the beginning... They get to the cabin. Well, this is the original, just to let you guys know. They get to the cabin. They get situated with their stuff. Bags and shit, I guess.
Yeah, start cooking dinner.
Start cooking dinner. They don't really actually explain why they're there. That's one.
Well, they say it in the beginning on the car ride. They're there to just kind of hang out.
Yeah, but yeah, I guess. But they don't bring anything. Like, you don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah, they have a pack of cards and that's about it.
Yeah, so you don't really know what they're going to do. But they're interacting with each other. And things are going fine. It doesn't really seem like it's really slow, but it's giving you the idea that things are normal. So when things go all to hell, you know, it's fast-paced and crazy.
And in this one, what was weird was when, like, once everything went all to hell, I was ready for the movie to be over with.
I could not wait for this movie to fucking end. Oh, let me tell the crowd this. I was so excited because I love going to screeners. I'm a screener whore. I fucking love going to screeners. If you want me to put out, take me to a screener. And so going to a screener, they're giving away free shit. So of course I took a poster, took a little mini poster. I took a shirt. I was just fucking happy to have all this swag, free swag. And after the movie, I threw it all away. I threw it in the trash. I kept the shirt because I need something.
Dramatically hurled it into the sea.
Yeah. I'm just done. I'm like, why did I take all this? I'm not going to ever put this on my wall.
I even told you. I was all like, you're going to have to carry that shit around.
I don't care. It's free stuff. It's cool. It's Evil Dead. I'm going to love it. I'm going to love it so much. They were marketing the fuck out of it. I mean, they really were. Free shit left and right. Free big posters. Free little mini posters of the same poster.
The same poster in a lot of sizes.
Yeah, a lot of sizes. You know, take multiple sizes of the same poster. You get to paint yourself up as a zombie, which is not related to like Deadites at all, but fuck it.
No, they look more like Death Clock.
Yeah, they look more like Death Clock the way they're doing it. Free popcorn, soda. It's just like catering to everyone, you know, who wants to be there.
And I was super lame and got a water.
Yeah, you got a water instead. I drank a Coke. I'm currently still drinking that fucking Coke. It's fucking hot. There was no ice. It was just like, here, it's a hot ass fucking Coke.
Yeah, here, it was on a table. Take it. It was out in the sun for a while.
Yeah, like, fuck it. They're like, look, it's free. What are you going to do?
Yeah, you going to complain? Huh?
Take it back, dude. Yeah, so the whole experience was pretty cool. But when we actually got to the movie, I felt like I was watching a movie that no one else saw. Except for you. Because I look over to you and be like, oh, you fucking kidding me? And you can be like, look like, yeah, right? And then, like, the guy in front of us looked back. I was like, man, this is fucking awesome.
Am I right, guys?
Yeah.
Thumbs up.
Like, oh, the car from the original movie's in it. Am I right? And you're like, whatever. Oh. Also, see, that one small spoiler. They do have the car from the original movie in at the beginning of it. I thought it was pretty cool. I was thinking to myself, oh, it would be really cool if they actually made it. It's a different group of people going to the same cabin.
Yeah, that current time. That would have been a fun, like, tie-in.
Yeah, and it would have found, like, shit that's already been fucked with.
But it's cool that they threw the Oldsmobile in there, because Sam Raimi puts that Oldsmobile in all of his movies.
Does he?
Yeah. And he claims that The Quick and the Dead, which is a Western, that one of the wagons has a axle from the Oldsmobile, and that's how he managed to fit it in.
Wow.
But if you do go back and look at all his movies that he directed, there is an Oldsmobile.
Even all the Spider-Mans?
Yeah. It's Uncle Ben's car.
Wow. I never paid did you do it.
Really?
I just never did.
That's one of his, like, inside jokes. The way Bruce Campbell shows up?
Yeah.
It's one of his inside jokes.
Yeah. But yeah, let's get into the movie. Here's a spoiler.
Well, let's save all the spoilers for later. I want to bring up, what did you think of the camera work?
The camera work, it felt like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the remake. It didn't feel too impressive. Watching the original and seeing the special camera work he did, especially not having the kind of, I guess, tools to do it like we do now. Some of the overhead shots he was doing and some of the undershots and all.
Yeah, back then he was, like, sitting in a wheelchair and Bruce Campbell would just push the wheelchair really fast.
Yeah.
Or he would, like, put the camera on, like, a board and move it around the actor and shit.
Yeah.
Like he was just sort of inventing stuff as he went along.
Yeah, all those kind of things he was doing in the original film. Pretty fucking impressive. And I didn't see anything cinematography-like that actually stood out in this film for me.
There was one thing. When they're going towards the cabin, you get kind of a wide shot, like a very pulled back wide shot, and the car kind of drives by on the bottom of the screen.
Yeah.
And that reminded me a lot of the original Texas Chainsaw. There's a scene where the camera's pulled way back and the van rolls by and it stops to pick up the hitchhiker.
Yeah.
And it just felt like that. I also felt like later in some of the other scenes of the movie felt like they were also taken from other horror movies.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just because I've seen a lot of horror movies that when certain kind of like, not even jump scares, but certain gory moments happen.
Yeah.
The people around me were like, oh, ooh, I had the chick beside me elbowing me all the goddamn time because she was jumping in her seat.
It was a dude like next to me. Well, it was a chick next to me. But she was leaning on some dude.
Mm-hmm.
And he was all screaming more than her and shit. I'm like, really?
And it just felt like, haven't you ever seen another horror movie? Like, in one of the Texas Chainsaw remakes, they cut off, like, a face. So, any kind of knife work, it's like, I feel like we've seen this. Any kind of, like, just, like, a lot of the kind of scarier moments, besides maybe one or two, I felt like I've seen before.
Yeah, certain moments, it's supposed to be really gory, and people freak out by it. I just thought it's cool.
Yeah, like I said, I felt like those are kind of the saving graces of the movie. The few scenes or the few times when something super interesting might happen.
I really wanted to like this movie. I really, really wanted to like this movie. I'm conflicted. I don't want to hate it. I'm fighting hating it. I really am fighting hating it.
Like, I don't hate it. I'll never watch it again.
I'll never watch it. I want to buy it so bad, but I don't want to watch it.
Like, this time next week, I probably won't remember anything about it besides a few things.
Yeah.
But another thing to comment on is, besides camera work, is the editing.
Yeah.
Like, did you find that it was hard to see certain things at certain times?
Well, also, let's give it the benefit of the doubt. We did actually watch a screener that didn't have the best projection.
Yeah, like, they weren't really showing it on, like, movie theater quality shit.
They weren't, and it was actually kind of, it was kind of fuzzy and not a focus at the very beginning of it, so I can't really fault it for everything.
Well, not that, but there were scenes in, like, the dark, they would pan across things, and I wasn't sure what I was supposed to be looking at.
Yeah.
And people were like, oh, like, and I'm like, I wasn't sure what people were seeing that I wasn't seeing.
I was looking at it, I wasn't seeing anything. I think it's the appeal of it. I think it's the fact that so many people have not seen the original Evil Dead, that this half-assed attempt is actually amazing to them.
And it's not only that, but when there's certain scenes of stuff that actually happened, like certain moments of violence, it felt like they cut a lot.
Yeah.
While it was going on, and you never got like a really good look of what was happening.
It was probably because of the fact that they cut it down from being NC-17.
I don't know. I don't know if I'd go with that. It could just be the way they filmed it.
It could just be the way they filmed it, but I know they did have to cut it down for NC-17 to get that rated R, so they actually show it like more in more theaters. But I don't know, man. I don't know if it's that's the reason why it was like that, or it's the way it's filmed. But I didn't find any kind of significance in the camera work.
Well, it's not even that. I didn't like a scene where someone is like committing some violence against somebody else.
Yeah, which is basically the whole movie.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to be vague so I don't spoil it. But there's a time when someone's, let's say, undulating, like they're stabbing towards someone.
Yeah.
And the camera cuts.
It was chaotic. Yeah, I know what scene you're talking about. That was very chaotic.
Yeah, and the camera felt like it just cut like so many times that, like, I didn't get a good look at anything. Like, if you're gonna try to throw a lot of gore at me, let me see some of this goddamn gore you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, don't cut the camera so often. It's like watching a fight scene when the actors don't know how to fight.
Yeah.
And they have to cut around all their shitty punches and kicks, is what it felt like.
Yeah. All right, let's start off with the acting. Didn't it feel like all the actors were very flat on their performance at the very beginning of the movie?
I thought they were fine. I mostly thought it was the lines that they were given.
Yeah, it just didn't seem like... There was a little bit of backstory that I just did not care about.
Yeah, you never once do you give a shit about their backstory.
Yeah, and it's okay to give them a little bit of backstory. I'm not going to knock them for giving them a little bit of backstory because they're characters that we're supposed to care about. That this thing is happening to them. And they're not sluts and jocks and stuff.
Yeah, they're not archetypes.
Yeah, so we're not... It's not that kind of party. So, I can understand these regular people having a problem that anyone can go through. You know, drug addiction and trying to, like, kick it and try to get their stuff together. I can understand that. I can understand the personal problems that the brother and sister had.
But it just felt like when they brought it up again... Like I said in my mind when I was watching it, this isn't a backstory we agreed upon.
No, it's not. I mean, I just didn't care. I mean, their backstory with their mom, I just didn't care.
And like I said, I think that's mostly the script.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, like, we're going to set up a lot of stuff so it'll be used later on.
Yeah, and it wasn't used very well later on at all.
And I don't want to say forced in there, but it just felt like they probably didn't have a great script to work off of.
Yeah, that's one thing. Also... Like I said, the delivery of some of the lines at the very beginning didn't really sit well with me. But later on in the movie, it actually got a little better. I don't know if it was just the writing or the way... It just felt like they were actually not delivering any lines with any kind of...
Conviction?
Yeah.
I mean, it could be. Like, I've never heard of any of these people before.
Yeah.
So they could just be new to acting, new to big movies, so...
Yeah.
It didn't bother me. It was mostly the script. Was it just me, or did you feel like... Some of the cursing in the beginning felt weird.
Yeah, it did.
Like, and I don't even know why. It's not like if you've ever listened to this podcast before, you know I curse up a storm.
Yeah, we do. We say shit, fuck, motherfucker, cocksucker, bitch, damn it.
Tits, ass, and cunt.
Yeah.
But in this, like, once someone starts cursing in the beginning of the movie, it just felt odd. Like, it felt like it didn't belong.
It was like someone said in line, like, gotta keep her clean. And the director said, cut. We need more curse words in to make it rated R.
Yeah.
All right, action. All right, we gotta get her, keep her fucking clean.
Yeah, I guess.
I guess.
Was that cool? I said fucking.
Yeah.
And he's like, yes, the 18-year-olds will love it.
They love fucking and shit in their movies.
Pussy. But it just felt unnecessary. Like, later on in the movie, it wasn't so bad to where I was just like, no, I'm an old man and I don't like this. But... at times it felt very odd.
Yeah, it did. But I don't know, man. I mean, the acting was weird for me at the very beginning. It felt like the kind of movies I hate. The reason why I don't watch horror films is that connection with the main characters that I just don't care about. Yeah. Like, they have to connect with each other. You can actually tell these people don't know each other in real life.
Yeah. That could be the acting.
Yeah, it's the acting. Like, you feel like these people don't know each other in real life, but they're just getting paid.
Yeah. What's this guy's name away from the set?
David. Your name's David in the movie, right? You're fucking David in real life.
Yeah, well, guess what? You're David from now on. 6 years from now, when you get my Christmas card, it's going to be addressed to David.
To David. With love, Deadeye.
Yeah. Zombie guy.
All right, before we go into spoiler territory, let's give our reviews. I'll start with you. What do you give this movie?
Well, I think you should go first.
Me? I really want to give it a 2.
Yeah, that's around what I was thinking.
Yeah, 2 out of 5. I just can't really give it.
Because it's not awful.
It's not.
But at the same time, like, if a 3 is mediocre or just okay, it felt like it was below even that.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, I'm not even sure, thinking about the movie, what I could change about it to make it a 3 or even a 4.
Yeah.
But, and it, once again, I'll say it could be because I'm very familiar with the original.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like remakes of movies that I think did the job right the first time, despite how it looks. And a movie like The Evil Dead did it right the first time. I feel that way. But a remake of The Evil Dead, I totally supported it. I felt like with the original director behind it, I guess, of course, you got Bruce Campbell behind it as well. They're producing it, and they're fine with it. They're happy with the script, and they're happy with the way it's been handled. Gave me a little bit of confidence. Knowing it's going to be rated R gave me a little bit more confidence in it, because I knew they weren't going to bullshit around with it and make it a PG-13 remake.
Mm-hmm.
So with all that said and done, with the effects we have in our current time and the fact they wanted to do a lot of things practical, and I knew they were going to add CG in there as well, which I was perfectly fine with CG, I felt like I could fully support this movie. So this is the only remake I 100% supported. And it made me go from being excited to be there and enjoying the environment and how everything was going to wanting to lead the film.
I have to admit, there was a time that I had to use the bathroom somewhere in the middle of the movie.
Yeah.
I was considering just getting up and going.
Yeah.
And it was like, I feel like I wasn't going to miss anything.
Yeah, there was nothing going on. It was a lot of just revisiting the same Deadites, which I understand, because that's what happened in the original film.
Yeah, you only have a handful of characters.
Yeah, but it was a lot of, like, revisiting them, and clearly they've done some really fucked up shit. But the main character, if you can call him the main character, is still kind of doubting that they're possessed. And it's like,
yeah, that person is very annoying, I'll say.
It's very annoying.
So you're going, what, 2?
I'm going 2. There's no way in hell I can give it any more than that. I won't give it a 1 because it was watchable, at least.
It's not awful.
Yeah.
I guess for me, I would say also a 2. It's not a 3. I can kind of give other horror movies a 3.
Yeah.
So it's not like I'm grading it on a curve or anything.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe if you're not very familiar with the movies, and if you're a fan of kind of the modern horror movie,
yeah,
you'll like this, or at least kind of like it better than 2. Maybe I wouldn't. I don't even think anyone could like it more than 3. I can't see a 5.
Yeah, I could never see a 5 for this.
But I feel like maybe if you don't know the original, or kind of like loosely are aware of the original, and, you know, kind of the horror movies that come out these days, you're a fan of those.
Yeah.
You'll like it. As for me, it was just whatever.
I couldn't wait to leave. And I felt like everyone who was watching it, who were getting into the gory scenes or stuff happening, I'm like, who cares? You know?
Oh, man. My favorite part of the movie, or my favorite part of watching the movie around you and everyone else, was like, something happens that literally feels like it happens for no reason.
Yeah.
And you just busted out laughing. Do you know what scene I'm talking about?
I have an idea. We get to the spoilers, we're talking about that. I know reenacting the scene in the middle in the middle of the movie because I loved it so much.
I threw out a line from Army of Darkness that I thought would have fit into the movie.
Yeah. I almost threw out a line from the second one.
Evil Dead 2?
Yeah.
Which would be the second one?
Yeah, because I remember, like, there was at the last of the night, and one of the characters was like, we're not going to make it. I was like, yeah, you'll be dead by dawn.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
I wanted to say it, but I already said too much.
Like, in Army of Darkness, there's a scene where the chick who's been hitting on Ash,
yeah,
the whole movie, turns into a deadite.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, you brought it up.
Yeah, and he goes, baby, you got real ugly real fast.
Yeah.
And I think he shoots her. But I felt like that would have been appropriate for the movie.
Yeah.
And they're not going to remake fucking Army of Darkness.
Well, they're doing the Army of Darkness 2 now, so.
Well, I mean this timeline that they're building with the remake.
They're going to do a sequel to it. They're already talking about doing a sequel, and the movie hasn't even been released yet.
Yeah.
And considering doing a sequel. Which, I don't know. Pre-planning?
Maybe.
I don't wish for it to fail, because I'm afraid if it fails, I might not get an Army of Darkness 2.
I mean, like I said, I don't hate the movie, but for me, it's just not... It's not something I'll remember. It's not something I'll buy. It's not something I'll revisit.
And like I said, we only saw it a few hours ago, and I cannot remember the ending.
At all?
I kind of vaguely remember the ending.
I remember...
I don't remember the exact ending of how it truly ended.
What's sad is, like, other than the few gore scenes I did like, all I can remember is stuff I don't like about the movie, which isn't good.
There's plenty of stuff not to like about this film.
Which we'll get into after...
We're doing this? Right now. Well, basically, we both give it twos. So let's get into spoiler territory. If you don't want to hear anything about this film, you still plan on seeing it, fucking don't. But if you still don't want to listen to us...
Go ahead and cut it off now.
Go ahead and cut it off now. We're going to get into spoiler territory. And I think spoiling the movie is going to be nothing but stuff we didn't like, mostly.
Yeah, so if you go watch the movie and want to hear... See if people agree with maybe your thoughts of things that were done in the movie. You can come back and revisit
this part of the podcast. All right, let's start off with the stuff we didn't like.
Okay, so earlier when I said the scene that you busted out laughing.
Yeah.
You remember when the lightning struck the tree out of nowhere?
Yeah.
And you just fucking laughed.
Lightning struck. My favorite part of it is the hippie guy dies. This is the part I reenacted. The hippie guy dies. He just kind of pushes him off him into the tub.
Yeah.
And like, it's supposed to be a sad scene. He just kind of like, get off me.
Yeah.
Shuts him down and gets in the tub and leaves.
I remember thinking, like, what the hell is the point? And like, was there some significance to pushing him in the water?
It was just weird. It's like, the dude's dead. He was your friend. You're like, I gotta go. Push him off him.
Later, bro.
Later, bro. You're dead now. You know, fuck you. I got other stuff to do, like live. And I constantly get fooled by my sisters turning into a deadite.
Yeah, in the original... Like, Ash falls for the, like, oh, she's better.
Yeah.
Only once.
Yeah, this guy, dude, every single fucking time someone says something to him, slightly normal, despite taking nails to the head. Also, for example, the hippie did do something kind of weird, because I want to actually bring this up. One of the deadites is shooting herself in the head with a nail gun.
Which doesn't work that way.
Yeah, and then she starts shooting him. And then he ends up with the nail gun, and he starts shooting her in the head, too. I'm like, dude, she was already fucking shooting herself. You really think that's going to work?
Or you should have tried to aim for the legs, maybe slow her down or something.
Yeah, but, you know, of course, even with nails in her face, the main character's brother, once that deadite pretends to be normal with nails in her face, he totally falls for it.
And she just kind of goes away after that.
Yeah, she kind of goes away. She lays her head in his lap and just kind of, just gone.
Yeah, and that was his girlfriend who got both arms cut off. That's where the "you got real ugly real fast" line could have came in.
Yeah, but they didn't, because he only went with... It seemed like he Wikipedia'd the movie.
It's like, God, what can I say? Groovy, no.
Yeah, like, let's say the director just Wikipedia'd the movie and just threw in little tropes they found off of Wikipedia.
Which was fucking... You could have found something better than that. Go to a goddamn fan website and find some shit people are talking about.
He could have done a lot of stuff, but it didn't... He had a couple of callbacks in the movie, but I didn't expect to have a lot of callbacks. I didn't expect to have any callbacks in the movie, to be honest.
I was hoping they wouldn't, because that would have made it more interesting to me.
Yeah. I wouldn't have mind, and we did get some. I didn't enjoy it, but I wasn't expecting it. I just didn't... It never crossed my mind.
Like, what was weird is, while watching it, is that it felt at times so devoted to the original... that they couldn't do something. Like, they weren't doing anything new. Until later on when all the gore started happening.
It felt like, for an Evil Dead fan, it felt like anything that was interesting that was happening, we already saw before.
Yeah, anything I know where this is going.
Yeah, anything they were doing different, we didn't like. And not that we were just being dicks about it. I mean, we wanted something different, but they just didn't give it to us. They gave us stuff we didn't like.
They gave us gore, which was pretty cool.
And gore can only take you so far. I mean, I understand one of the Deadites throws up blood into like someone's face. Which okay. We saw a billion times happen to Ash, but the crowd reacted to it. It got a big pop.
Okay.
For the crowd.
Yeah. The SmackDown popped.
Yeah. And, you know, it got over.
Yeah. The crowd. It's going to WrestleMania. But I'm glad you brought that up, because that's one of the things where I said that felt like they took from other horror movies.
Yeah.
Sam Raimi did the exact same throwing stuff up in your face and fucking Drag Me to Hell.
Yeah, but his thing with Drag Me to Hell is he's done it in the Evil Dead films, and with Drag Me to Hell, he wanted to show that there's other things you could throw up and spit up and be disgusting with besides blood.
Yeah, like it was drool. Like, I'm just saying that happened before.
I mean, if he made 3 Spider-Man movies and he makes another movie and he just does whatever with it, it's still entertaining. You would think a director with more technology than what he's using in these films could actually make something happen.
But Sam Raimi's Drag Me to Hell didn't do well in the theaters. And that was like a PG-13, I believe.
Yeah, well, it didn't do.
So it's like,
I don't know the numbers it did, but it's the fact that he didn't make it work. Like, the effects.
Yeah, you can't take that away from him. But I'm just saying his return to horror didn't turn out well.
It didn't.
So his signing off on this didn't really, like, make me go, oh man, he's gonna do something inventive with this.
It felt like the director was actually trying to copy Sam Raimi a lot.
Well, he didn't do it with the camera work. There wasn't any push-ins or anything like that.
Nothing like that. Not really any kind of skill-related stuff. I'm talking about like, okay, it's the Evil Dead movies made by Sam Raimi. Sam Raimi's disgusting with his films. Let's have throwing up in body fluids. That's what he did.
Well, there's a scene where the girl gets dragged into the cellar.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, ah! They SmackDown pop for it.
Yeah.
And,
also.
And that scene was done in Rec way better than that. You remember at the end where another spoiler.
It was fucking done in Quarantine way better than that.
And Quarantine was the exact, like, it was a shot-for-shot practical remake of Rec. Where she gets dragged into the darkness. Yeah, and that was way scarier.
Hell yeah, with Dexter's sister and shit.
Yeah. And it was just like that fucking... I just saw a lot of scenes that people seemed to get a big kick out of that I had seen before.
Yeah, the nails to the face was the big deal. The whole chick cutting her own face up. That was in the trailer. We saw that in the trailer.
But and it wasn't like super shocking when you saw it.
It wasn't super shocking. I think the build up to it was super shocking for everyone.
Like, I mean, that was cool. I do like tension building, but...
Yeah, it just... I don't think it was... I don't want to say it wasn't done well, but I knew where it was going.
It didn't pay off well, I'll say.
It didn't pay off well, but I felt it would have been a lot easier if they would have walked into the room and she was already, like, in the process of doing it.
Or it was, like, a little bit more involved,
yeah.
I'll say. Man, did you think these kids were invincible?
Yeah, I mean...
Think about the hippie and all the shit
he went through. The hippie did take a lot. He took a lot before he died. I wish his last words would have been, "Stop being a bitch, bro."
Yeah.
And then die. Because the main character, or so we thought the main character was.
Oh, man.
It was such a bitch. And then, you can't come back from being a deadite. But it fucking happened.
Yeah, what the fuck was that about? That made no sense to me.
Yeah, like the druggy chick, the junkie. She actually cuts her tongue in half into two slices of two tongues, and she gets all this damage done to her, but then...
Which was cool. I would say that's the best part of the film, is her licking the razor.
Yeah, but, you know, she gets buried alive. Yeah. They buried her, like, wrestling and shit. And,
I'm burying everyone.
And, like, all of a sudden, she's like, "Remember our mom and the shit I did with our mom and stuff?" He's like, "Oh, I'm sorry." He digs her up.
Yeah, that's when I was like, wait, this wasn't a backstory we agreed upon. Like, yeah,
Give me a hug. I'm waiting for her to turn back into Deadite. And she fucking does it. I'm like, really? You just go back to normal just because?
And then, what makes no sense is the book says they have to claim 5 souls for the sky to turn to, for Slayer to come and make it rain in blood.
Yeah.
When did they get 5 souls?
Yeah.
If he brought back the girl and the dude's still alive, it makes no goddamn sense.
Yeah, but then the dude eventually killed the dude.
But the dude killed himself when he blew up the house. So they didn't get a soul.
They really didn't. He did blow his own house.
He never turned. He never turned.
He never turned. That's true. He never turned. Okay, another thing about it is...
Unless they count the dog, but what the fuck?
Yeah, they never really explained what happened with the dog. They kind of said that maybe she killed him.
They implied she beat him to death with the hammer. I did like the fact that the dog was named Grandpa.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. But, alright. The Evil Dead does not need... Because you know the original had the camera zoom in real fast. You assume it's a demon, but it's off screen.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need someone to portray that demon.
I mean, no, like, the kind of whole end of it with the fucking big demon, like, when they were like, and he'll rise from the ground and shit.
Yeah.
I didn't think it would be the girl from the beginning of the movie. I thought it would be someone cool looking or
something.
Yeah,
it was the fucking girl from the beginning of the movie. Also, the fact that she shows up and she's walking around and kind of like, basically being Juwan, the Grudge. Yeah. I was like, why is this in the movie? You know, that happens, and then, where the fuck is she when all this stuff's happening with the Deadites?
Like, didn't the girl see her in the beginning just out in the woods?
Yeah, and she fucks with her, and she kind of, like, instead of, like, the tree rape, she kind of, like, spit some shit into her vagina.
Like, was that supposed to be practical? Because it didn't really look practical.
It looked very CG up her vagina.
Like, when it was moving?
Yeah.
I don't know, like, that didn't look practical, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, it was a lot of, like, you know, it felt like, where if that demon could interact with the chick, because it's been summoned.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just go fuck with everybody else? Why just camp out and just wait?
Yeah, it's, again, like I said about the original, they have a lot of, like, stuff going on that's weird.
Yeah.
Doors moving and stuff.
Yeah.
But they never show you a person. Like, they just imply this place, this area is...
It's just really fucked.
Yeah, and you can leave at any time. But the fact that there's a demon out and about... Maybe you can never leave. Like, who the rules are kind of strange that way.
Yeah, then, like, why summon the demon? Why did the demon come out the ground if she was already there, basically?
Yeah. And...
I can see it. She was kind of a vision, but she interacted with the chick.
And they made it seem like it was fucking Satan himself was going to come out of the ground.
Yeah, just the same bitch we saw her in the movie. Shows up and does whatever. And then she gets killed with a chainsaw. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, but it was stupid as fuck that the girl was under the fucking car... Starting up the chainsaw. Have you ever been under a car?
I figure it's not that much room to do that. I figure if she would have started the chainsaw.
It would have fucking fucked her all up.
Yeah, it would. Well, when you start a chainsaw up, the blades don't spin unless you pull the...
Yeah, you have to pull the trigger
on. She actually started under the car, but I figured it's just...
But she used it under the car, and it was like, I don't see a lot of room.
Yeah, she did use it under the car, that's right.
Remember she cut her leg?
And she cut her leg so fucking easily.
It's a chainsaw.
Wait, I'm not an expert. I've cut trees and shit down. With a chainsaw. I'm no expert in cutting up bodies with a chainsaw, but I'm pretty sure it takes a little bit more effort than that.
Well, I'm here to tell you it is pretty easy to cut off limbs with a chainsaw. Don't ask me why I know this, but I have video evidence that it'll just go right through you like butter.
Oh, well, I thought it'd be like, it looked like it was Highlander sword, kind of, like just...
Just lop your shit off.
That's what it looked like, but she did.
There could only be one. I wish the Kurgan was in that.
That'd be awesome. Oh, well, he was the demon.
Oh, that would have been badass. Or at least his voice.
Yeah, at least his voice. But, you know, they didn't think ahead. They made a shitty movie.
Oh, you're not using your brain. Have you ever seen that? The Scottish guy watches a movie? And he's like, oh, Kermit, don't go in the Studebaker with all the other puppets. Oh, you did it again!
Puppets?
Oh, man, I love puppets. I love Muppets. Which are in the fucking Muppets movie.
Yeah.
But, it was like that. The scene I was talking about earlier where she's stabbing the guy, the hippie guy.
Yeah.
With the needle. They fucking cut throughout it. It was so fucking disjointed.
You couldn't tell what was really happening. In fact, I was unaware that she stabbed him with a knife as well.
Was there a knife involved?
Yeah, because they pulled an imaginary... Not imaginary, but they pulled a fucking knife out of her. That knife out of the hippie that found his way inside him. But she was stabbing him with a needle. So I don't know when she stabbed him with a knife.
Was it one of the broken glass, shards of glass?
It was a knife, I think.
Because she had a broken piece of the mirror, what she was cutting her face off with. I don't remember that, is all I'll say.
It was weird, because they pulled it out and they bashed him up in his chest.
I thought that was kind of a funny joke with the duct tape.
Yeah.
And then later on, he's using it again to fucking heal up someone's wound.
Yeah.
I thought that was a funny callback.
That was pretty cool.
I mean, it's not... I didn't laugh out loud, but I, you know, chuckled in my brain.
Yeah.
But it's just, I don't know, man. There was so much shit in this.
So much stuff I just didn't like about it. You know, like I said, people are taking nails to the face. They're like, well, she's just sick.
Yeah, what the fuck? Like, and once again, like I said, the people are invincible.
Yeah.
They just take, like, people are cutting off their arms when they're not turned.
Yeah.
Perfectly fine. They don't react. Like, when the girl rips her arm off for that's caught underneath the car.
Yeah. She puts it, she immediately grabs a chainsaw with the fucking stump. But holds it with no pain. I'm pretty sure if you got pressure touch, it would hurt.
I would imagine pulling it out from under the car to rip apart would fucking hurt, but she didn't sell it like it was, like...
She didn't sell it.
She didn't sell it like it hurt. And it was just like everyone could take a beating and not die, which is fine that, you know, you want to get your gore in there.
Yeah.
But it felt like it didn't matter.
And David's the main character. They were the main character's brother. Who you think is the main character until they revived the sister?
Going into the movie, I was hoping that the girl would be the main character the whole time.
Well, I heard that she was supposed to be the main character, but when she turned first, I was like, well, I don't know what's going to happen now. But then David became the main character for a long stretch of time and made all the wrong decisions, which led to him having to blow himself up.
He's no Bruce Campbell. Like, he has no screen presence.
Yeah, we got the fucking hippie dude telling you you're a pussy, you can't get shit done.
Yeah. And then he should have been the main character. The fucking,
I would have totally loved for him to be the main character.
That would have been awesome. He would have been like, I've seen horror movies. This is how this shit's going to go down.
Yeah, this is what happens.
And I like that he kills the girl who was stabbing him with the needle.
Yeah.
Like, he beats her head in with the toilet, like, the toilet back.
Yeah.
And then the guy's like, we're not killing anybody.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, they just did.
You just killed someone.
They just totally killed someone. It's like, what the fuck? I guess the rules don't apply to his sister. Oh, yeah, they throw his sister down the cellar. They chain it up. She's trying to break through. She's screaming crazy shit. She's just fucking possessed. They already saw her trying to shoot her brother earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, one of the chicks, when she sounds normal, decides to go down there. It's like, why would you go down there? You saw her clearly being a demon and shit.
And she's not the only person to fall for that trick. Like, they all fall for
it. It's like, I'm okay now. They're like, alright, fine. You're cool? No, I'm not. I'm a fucking demon. Ah!
The brother fell for that like 6 times in the movie.
He was completely falling for it.
God.
Why did he survive so long? What the fuck?
Why was he the main character for so long? Like, one thing I did like is you got to see more of the book.
Yeah.
Which was cool.
The book not burning kind of fucked up everything. Because in the original, they throw the book in the fire and it burns. But of course, that doesn't happen in Evil Dead 2. Because there wouldn't be an Evil Dead 2 if the book fucking burned up.
I mean, well, like...
they find a way around it.
Yeah. Like, there's something out there after Ash. But it felt like when they said the book isn't going to burn, I was like, well, how the hell are you going to end this movie?
Yeah.
I was like, there's no way to end this shit now.
But it gave you a villain. It gave you a demon that's completely fucking useless until your numbers are dwindled down to, like, one person who's been reconverted from a deadite.
But I didn't give a fuck about that demon. But, like, I did like the fact that they brought in the book more. I like that we got to see the book.
And then this kind of ritual thing was going on, too. I didn't like that.
Yeah, I didn't like that either.
Just let people fucking die and just do whatever. Don't have them, you know, follow rules and shit and how they have to die and all this other bullshit.
And they set up, like, dismember, burn, bury alive. And it was just like, did you do any of this to any of these other demons who just went away? The other two girls disappeared out of the movie?
No one really got dismembered.
I mean, that one chick, both of her arms came off. But that's not dismembered the way they showed it.
But she cut off her own arm because it was turning. Yeah. She turns anyway. So fuck that. That didn't help.
That was sort of a callback to Evil Dead 2.
I saw that. It was a callback to Evil Dead 2. But they didn't do anything with it.
No.
You know, you saw the hammers actually starting to move on its own and she couldn't really control it. Cuts it off, it's fucking done.
It's just hanging and it eventually falls off.
Yeah, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, but that's not dismembered. The little picture they showed that had no arms, legs, or head.
Yeah.
She just lost both arms. Really, she lost one arm as a human, one arm as a deadite.
And then she crawled and laid her head in her boyfriend's lap and then just...
And then never seen again.
It was Angela Bassett from fucking...
Green Lantern.
Green Lantern, Angela Bassett just washed out of the movie. Just never seen again.
I like that's your go-to every time someone just leaves.
Yeah, you just
movie.
Totally washed her ass out of the movie. Made a big tidal wave come. Just washed her out. Never saw her ever again in the film.
And then the other deadite gets beat in the head with the toilet seat. Or the toilet back. But yeah. That's not anywhere in the other three movies, or the other roles that they set up, I should say. That's not dismembered, that's not burned, that's not buried alive. Why did she never come back?
Yeah, she was just done. It's yeah. like, it was horribly made. It felt like this found some dude. Like, hey, you want to make Evil Dead? Sure.
Why not?
Like, do you know anything about it? I'll look on Wikipedia.
Yeah. No, I'll get it.
Yeah, fine. I'll make it work.
Pulls out his phone, starts looking it up.
Yeah.
Oh, Sam Raimi made this?
Oh, Sam Raimi.
I didn't know that. One of the Coen brothers was fucking working on the movie? That's interesting. But they set up so many goddamn things in the movie to use later. The song, they fucking, hey, there's a chainsaw in here, you know that's getting used.
Yeah.
And shit like that. Hey, we're cutting meat with this fucking electric knife.
So that's there for us to use later on, you know.
Hey, check it out. Hey, I'm hitting fucking nails into this door. You think this shit's gonna come back up? It just felt like, hey, we gotta set all this shit up.
You're like, it's like Christopher Nolan dropped some acid. he got really, really drunk where he was like incoherent in what he was doing. And tried to make an Evil Dead film. And felt the need to explain everything. Like, as he does. In most of his movies. He's like, see, the hammer was there for the nails. That's why he was able to use it later on.
Yeah.
You can't just find a hammer in the fucking cabin laying around.
Like, I remember when they were singing that stupid rhyme, I was like, this is fucking Chekhov's rhyme.
Yeah.
You know, that's coming up later. And yeah. It fucking does.
Yeah.
God, like, what else? What else, like, as we talk about it, it's just, like, leaving my brain.
I'm just forgetting this movie. You know, I'm gonna, at this show, I'm not gonna remember it.
No. Like, I'll remember the licking the razor blade thing, because I think that was cool.
The chainsaw to the face is pretty cool.
Well, that's how it ends, remember?
That's how that happens, and then the house burns, and I think that's it. You know what? Actually, watching this movie, I knew it was going to be a Bruce Campbell cameo in the film.
Mm-hmm.
But after watching it, I really didn't want him to be in the film.
Well, I'm glad he wasn't really in the film.
I was like, come on, Bruce. Your career is already taking off a little more with Burn Notice and stuff you're doing. And then you did My Name is Bruce, and you're doing another film, you know, based upon that franchise.
Bubba Hotep.
Yeah, Bubba Hotep, but you're going to do Army of Darkness too. You don't need to be in this movie, man. You're better than this.
And I felt like at the very end, the after credits of him just saying groovy
yeah,
wasn't enough. I felt mad that I waited.
I didn't want to see it. I just didn't want to see him in the movie. I felt like he didn't need to be in this movie. Not because he's a bad actor or anything dealing with him. I just felt like he was too good for the movie.
You know what? You're right. How does the movie end after she chainsaws the girl?
Yeah, I really don't.
Doesn't it just stop?
I think it just stops. And she's left there with no bridge to cross to get back home.
They didn't even, like, well, I guess they sort of set up the bridge when they were driving past and there was water.
Yeah, because they just kind of show up there. They don't show the whole bridge. Like, because in the original, they show them crossing the bridge to let you know there is a bridge there and the bridge is kind of fucked up. And then when they try to leave, the bridge is gone. It's all completely fucked.
Yeah, it's Tim Burton style twisted up.
Yeah, so in this movie, they just kind of show up at the cabin, and when they try to leave, they're like, oh, the bridge is gone. We never saw this fucking bridge.
Well, did they even say bridge? Like, when they crossed the, when they were just driving and you could see the stream or whatever, I think you're supposed to infer that, you know, that's the way back.
Yeah, it's not said anymore. And there was just nothing there. There's like no kind of...
Like, it wasn't enough to be like, hey, this thing can overflow. I just thought it was a road next to a stream or something.
Yeah, they did a shitty job of actually trying to flesh it out. It's like some last-minute shit they just threw together.
It was like pickup shots?
Yeah.
Or like second unit probably did that?
Second unit did it. So, that wasn't set up at all. So, basically, the movie ends kind of like with the cabin on fire, so now she has nowhere to live.
Well, she didn't live at the cabin to begin with.
Well, like, nowhere to stay.
Like, I guess she's gonna walk back. Like,
all they do is move forward. She can't go back unless she goes through the water. And they swim with one hand missing.
Oh yeah, I forgot the one hand thing. Well,
yeah, is she gonna bleed out?
Yeah, I was about to say. I guess we know what happened. She's fucking dead now.
Yeah, basically she's left in the middle of nowhere, nowhere to go, fucking bleeding out.
Evil Dead.
Yeah, that's the end of it. They show Evil Dead, and then Bruce Campbell thinks it's groovy at the very end of it.
When they showed Evil Dead and the crowd reacted, did you feel like people were sort of like, that was it? Like,
I felt like I was.
I felt like I got a sense that some of the audience was like, that was bullshit.
I felt that way, kind of. I felt like they didn't want to be rude. That's why I waited until after I left to throw my shit away in the trash. Because they wouldn't want to see me throw it away in the trash.
Dramatically.
I didn't want that one guy who really worked to give me that poster to see me just ball up and throw it in the trash.
I didn't want to hate it. I said to you before we went to go see it.
Yeah.
I just feel like they didn't have a story to build off of. I felt like this story's been told and it's been remade so much that there's almost nothing they can do to really put a new spin on it.
Yeah.
And that's almost exactly what we got.
Yeah, basically. Even I feel like they added more. I feel like what we wanted, we didn't really get a good job of them giving it to us. But they added more stuff and it just didn't really do it for me.
Yeah.
So it's like, stuff they did that we recognized from the original, it's like, we've seen it already.
Well,
and
like,
stuff they didn't do, or stuff they did that was new, just wasn't good.
It was okay. Like, I feel like if you want to just see violent shit happening, you might be alright. This is going to sound weird, but I like the idea that the girl pissed herself. I don't know if they wanted us to think, like, it's disgusting.
Some people laughed when it happened.
But I thought they were playing it up for, like, look how fucking scary and how, like, everything's gone to hell.
I took it as he needed more bodily fluid to splash around.
Well, I think that was there, but I was hoping.
Yeah.
Maybe there was a better context to it.
No, I feel like he was obligated. He felt obligated because he's making a remake of a Sam Raimi film to throw around some bodily fluids. I personally think that. That's why the blood was spit out. In fact, I could have done without the blood being spit out.
Yeah, that felt so, like, compared to everything else that happened, that felt super cartoony.
Yeah, those moments like that, people, you know, like I say, got a big pop, but people, people liked it, but they don't think they had seen the original. I mean, that happens all the fucking time.
It happens in tons of other movies.
Yeah, it happens in tons of other movies, but in the original, it happens quite a bit. It's like, it wasn't shocking to me. In fact, I was shocked they put it in the movie because I figured we were past this.
Yeah, it didn't seem like they were going for the comical, like, Evil Dead 2 way.
Yeah.
And in fucking Lost Boys, one of the vampires throws up, like, their skeletal system and shit.
Yeah.
So it's not like this is new, but then again, that's like 85 or something, so...
Yeah.
Maybe the audience we saw it with wasn't alive.
Anyway. So yeah, basically, 2. There's no other way around it.
Yes, it's shit.
Yeah, it's basically, it's a number 2. Do not see this if you're an Evil Dead fan. However, even if you're not an Evil Dead fan, even if you've never seen the original Evil Dead films, this movie still has questionable shit in it.
I feel like, but people around us, and I could hear people talking, like the movie. I feel like there's something here that I just don't get.
I think it's just, they don't make films like this anymore. Like, as violent as it is.
Well, maybe for, not for America. America.
Yeah, for America. We're getting a lot of PG-13 bullshit. So I think it's something different, something fresh for them. But for fans of the original, or like for you, who just love horror, it's not interesting. It's not good enough. That's all we have for today's show. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Please rate and review us on iTunes. Subscribe to us. Let us know how we're doing. Let us know if you want to put out. The face you made.
You can't see me shaking my head, audience.
I'm Notorious JM.
And I'm Julian.
And I bid you a good day.